Good morning. My name is Ajay Bhardwaj, as I said, and I'm from NC State. And this is one of the conceptual laboratory studies we did relating to depositional seals, which are found in the soil, on the surface of soils. Because most of my work is around erosion control, depositional seal is one of the things we try to look in relation to polyacrylamide and what are the interactions of polyacrylamide in flocculation and thus the effects on depositional seals. First of all, the question is, what is a seal? In erosion, we have two types of seals which are very common, like structural seals and depositional seals. Structural seals, most of the people know about structural seals, which are formed by the impact of raindrops on the soil surface, aggregates break down, and there's movement of water, translocation of fine particles into the soil surface, and there's compaction. It makes a seal, which the infiltration of water is really difficult in those seals. But depositional seals are pretty much the same, but the particles which are carried by running water into the areas where the water velocity slows down, and those sediments are left by the particle, by the water, a depositional seal is formed. Because these particles which move by water, they're suspended in water, are really fine, like they're only clay and fine silt particles. They make a layer which is almost impermeable. But the properties of the depositional seals are, they vary with the clay mineralogy, what kind of soil it is. Depositional seals have extremely low porosity, that's why they're almost impermeable. The hydraulic conductivity or the infiltration of seals really low. The dominant textures are clay and fine silt particles. They have very high mechanical strength on drying, which is an implication for the agriculture, where seed germination is a problem when you have agriculture in furrows and ridges. And they have low permeability. What are the effects of depositional seals formation? They have manifold reduction in infiltration. There is enhancement of runoff. There are changes in the erosion processes due to the seals formation. There's surface water pollution because less water is going inside the soil and more is running off. There's, as I said, in agriculture, it has implication of this interference with the seed germination, and it is very common there. And fragmentation of habitats or disruption of ecological corridors in general sense, in the ecological sense, I would say. Depositional seals are found everywhere. You can see them everywhere where a run of water stands for some time and sheds off, I would say, the fine particles which are suspended in the water, like the sedimentation basins or any pits where the soil is disturbed. Wherever we have open surface, we would find structural seals and the depositional seals side by side, because structural seals are on the high points and depositional seals are on the low points where water stands. In agriculture, we have very commonly these are found in the furrows where we have ridges and furrows. The structural seals are on the ridges while the depositional seals are in the furrows. There are various factors which control the permeability of depositional seals or their characteristics, like texture is one, because we have fine particles, which is clay predominantly. So the clay mineralogy is also important. Organic matter content also changes the characters. We have extendable sodium percentage, carbonate content, and there are other factors which have been delineated by various people on the effects. But there's a general lack of understanding what could be the effects of mineralogy, clay mineralogy in particular. We take all the soils to have same effects, but it's a clay mineralogy of the soil, this study shows, which would vary the characteristics of different depositional seals formed. And we also know what is polyacrylamide. It's a long chain molecule of acrylamide units, and it's already been shown that polyacrylamide is useful for flocculation in turbidity control, in erosion control by binding the aggregates and formation of aggregates also. There are various processes by which polyacrylamide works, by neutralizing the charge sites on the particle surfaces, binding to particles by cation bridging, which we also say that, Metastable structures are formed by spreading of polyacrylamide on the aggregate surfaces and hydrophobic bonding and osmotic attractions. This is one of the images which is the treatment of clay with the polyacrylamide, and we could see the metastable structures being formed here. And this is a SEM image of a depositional seals. We could see the packing of clay particles on the surface in the depositional seal. And this study, because the study had three clay minerals being used here, kaolinite, smectite, montmorillonite, I would say, and illite. So we also know, because most of the people here are mineralogists, I'm new to it though. Kaolinite has edge to face attractions which gives it arrangement of house of cards type of arrangement. So the depositional seals must be, or any seal which is formed with kaolinite must be more porous by concept. Similarly, we have smectite, in which is a 2:1 clay, and this swelling, they are more dispersive clays. And we also have illite, which is intermediate. It's 2:1 clay, but and the characteristics are displayed to be, we found the characteristics are in between the smectite and kaolinite, because there is more variability in the manner of sticking of the platelets in illite. The important question is, why mineralogy? Why mineralogy is important? Why should we go for it? And why the study was conceptualized? There is various interactions between the clay particles which makes the aggregates, and there are different expansions between different clay minerals. Kaolinite have strong HOH bonds, montmorillonite weak bonding, and there are different exchange capacities for different clays. So what we come to is there are different clay dispersions in different clay minerals. Montmorillonite has more dispersion than illite, than kaolinite. And different specific surface areas. All these factors give a particular arrangement to the particles in the seals and changes the seal porosity. So ultimately we are concerned about the seal porosity, because we are looking at how infiltration or hydraulic conductivity of the seals is varying with the clay mineralogy. This is a study which was done in the lab by using perplex cores, and silty clay loam was packed into the cores. It was saturated with calcium chloride so that there is no dispersion with the soil by itself. There were three clays which were used: kaolinite clay, illite, and smectite. And the soil, silty clay loam, was packed into the columns, and 120 gram of soil was used, bulk density of 1:2:2, constant bulk density, one bulk density was used for all the soils, and because we are just using soil as a base for making the depositional seals. 30 centimeter hydraulic head was used. The soils were pre-wetted with 35 millimeter per hour wetting rate, and two types of solutions were used, deionized water and 5 gram per liter clay suspensions for leaching the soil. It's not going ahead. Besides that, we also did dispersion and flocculation studies, because to explain the phenomena in the depositional seal formation, really what the concept was that there would be flocculation of clay, and so the porosity would vary with the flocculation, what kind of flocculation. So we had studies for the flocculation and the flock density studies to explain the processes which occur with different clays with the depositional seal formation. And we used different pan concentrations, and flocculation with time was noticed. I really go fast because the time is, and we defined flocculation index by dividing turbidity with PAM by turbidity readings without PAM. So a flocculation index which is low means that we had greater flocculation in the system. Three clays were used, and two exchangeable cations were used, sodium and calcium. Anionic PAM A110 was used for the study, and we try to predict the results from these clay studies into two soil types, because all the soils are have mixed clay mineralogies, but we chose two soils which are from the coastal plains in North Carolina and a Piedmont soil in North Carolina. The two soils had differences in the smectite content, which the coastal soils had 25% smectite, while the Piedmont soils are predominantly kyanitic with 80 to 81%, something like that, of kyanite. And we had very interesting results from the depositional seal studies here. Montmorillonite, as we say, it's more dispersive than other clays. We had reduction in hydraulic conductivity of seal within 2 per volumes of leaching, while there were not much differences because in the sodium and calcium montmorillonite, because there was reduction, the seals were almost impermeable within 2 to 8 per volumes, but the reduction was more with the sodium montmorillonite because it immediately became impermeable. I would also conclude the results in one of the slides, so because there are a lot of graphs, I would go quickly over them. And even more interesting were the results with the illite and kaolinite clays. While there were no differences, there were no particular effects of polyacrylamide with the calcium clay, calcium illite, there were really good effects with the sodium illite, and I would explain them later. And we had something like 2 to 3 times increase in hydraulic conductivity of the depositional seal form in the illite. In case of kaolinite, depositional seals by themselves are not really impermeable, or they do not make surface impermeable, because the kaolinite clay is more flocculated than other two clays. But more interesting were the effects in the sodium kaolinite polyacrylamide. We had drastic increases in the hydraulic conductivity or infiltration of the depositional seals found in that. And we can almost same effects were seen in the two soils which we tested, but in these soils we also tested whether we used dry PAM or a solution form of PAM, because dry PAM is really difficult to dissolve by itself, but it's the concept is that using dry PAM would be really easy in case of agriculture or any other operation we are taking than the solution form. And with the dry PAM there was a decrease in case of coastal plain soil, while with the solution form there was an increase in the hydraulic conductivity of the depositional seal, which gradually became almost same, because we had a system which is continuously putting in suspended sediments into the columns. In case of Piedmont soil, there was no real effect on the hydraulic conductivity of depositional seal with the dry PAM, but while with the solution form of PAM, we had a similar increase in the hydraulic conductivity of deposition seal, showing that most of these studies show that with the pure clays, homoionic clays, we had very specific results with the specific clays, but in the soil, in general, we got a very beneficial effect of using polyacrylamide on the formation of depositional seals. And with the depositional seals, we concluded that the hydraulic conductivity varied with the mineralogy. Kaolinite had seals had more hydraulic conductivity, followed by illite and montmorillonite. And hydraulic conductivity of sodium montmorillonite seals were lower than the calcium montmorillonite. PAM increased the hydraulic conductivity in both sodium and calcium saturated clays in montmorillonite. There was no particular differentiation between the two clays. And there were no significant effects of saturating cations in case of illite and kaolinite, but the responses were different in these two clays with the polyacrylamide. And to explain these two these phenomena, we used flocculation studies, how PAM is inducing flocculation in these clays. So we used the same concentration of clays, like 5 grams per liter, and flocculated them with poly using different concentrations of PAM. And also the flocculation was noticed with time. So if you see a drop here, it's like we notice it's 30 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute, 20 minutes, to see if there's some changes with the time. And various, I'll just conclude the results from these graphs now, I suppose. What we came out with that was that SAM was more effective in flocculating sodium carlinate than calcium carlinate. That's why we got seals which gave better response with the sodium carlinate with polymer. Higher concentrations of PAM increased turbidity by dispersing the suspensions in case of carlinite. In case of montmorillonite, the higher concentrations also gave some good results. I think increasing concentration of polyacrylamide for use would further give more results because we only tested 2.5 milligrams per liter. The turbidity is, to define this flocculation is a parameter which is difficult to, it's difficult to differentiate between the three clays because though the flocculation could be same in, flocculation index can be same in all the three clays, but actually the turbidity is different. Like in case of carlinate, we usually get turbidities which is 200 or 250 or 300. At the same flocculation index for the montmorillonite, we would have turbidities of 500 and 5,000 and 6,000 and 10,000 for dielite. In case of elliptic clays, we had cationic composition had significant effect on the flocculation, and calcium elite had higher flocculation than sodium elite. There were some of the results which we could not explain with the flocculation study, particularly in case of elite, where we got higher hydraulic conductivity of depositional seal with the sodium elite, and the response with PAM was different from what we saw in the flocculation. So there were further studies we did with the flock densities to see whether flock density has effect on the hydraulic conductivity or impermeability of these clays formed. And in particularly in case of elite, we had very strange results which came out that with the treatment of sodium elite with PAM decreased its flock densities by order of 5. And we had, that was the only thing which could explain the behavior of elitic clays in formation of depositional seals. And the conclusions are same, like we had the hydraulic conductivity is in the order of carlinite, elite, and montmorillonite. Calcium saturated clays had higher hydraulic conductivity than sodium saturated, and PAM increased the hydraulic conductivity of the seals, but the responses were different based on the cations, which are exchangeable cations, which are present in the soil or in the clay. PAM at low concentrations was very effective in flocculation of carlinate clay, while higher concentrations start resuspending particles in case of carlinite. And all concentrations which we tested here, like 2.5 ppm or milligrams per liter, which is a really high concentration of PAM used, tested, these tests provided good flocculation for montmorillonite and elite. There are a lot of implications which come from these studies regarding use of cation sources or different regions which we have where we have different clay mineralogies, how the depositional seals or even the turbidities, and those concepts can be handled. I suppose I can't. Oh, okay. So, and the use of different polymer products, what are the release rates from those products, whether we should use gypsum along with PAM for erosion control or for flocculation in carlinitic soils or predominantly elitic soils. That's a question here, and there could be a lot of implications which come out, practical implications which come out from this study. Thanks.
Okay, we're just about out of time, but we have time for just one quick question. Anybody have a question?
Yes. Can you speculate on the mechanism of why increased PAM concentrations start to cause dispersion?
Yeah, because it was the simplest explanation could be that the concentration of PAM is making the solution viscous. So you imagine that the clay particles are suspended there; they're getting more time to get down, more resistance.